Chris Rabick leans over a huge sheet of metal, making precision cuts with a plasma cutter. He pauses and motions to some large, 5-foot-tall metal sunflowers in the corner of his shop.
That's what started the whole business. It was one of the big sunflowers. I made one for my sister's wedding, just to one-up everybody else.
He started this business, Apple Creek Metalworks, in a garage in rural Sedgwickville, Missouri. Rabick has been in a wheelchair since he was 18 years old when an automobile accident on a country road broke his neck. Now, he only has full use of his right hand. But Chris's story isn't about metalworking. His story is about racing, rally car racing. He does all this, building a garage, starting a business, creating metal artwork, to indulge his passion in rally car.
It combined everything I liked. It was outdoors, off-road, you're sliding around corners. It's like high school county road cruising, but legal, you know, and a lot faster.
Rally car races are often on gravel country roads, and drivers don't know the route until the day of the race. There's one this weekend in Salem, Missouri. Chris will be there, competing in his 1997 Subaru. He bought the car for $700. He rebuilt most of it himself and rigged it up with hand controls. He's poured $11,000 into his ride.
And the irony is that I broke my neck in a vehicle that was sliding around on a gravel road. And now that's what I want to do for fun.
You feel like you're kind of confronting something with that?
I've thought of that. And I think a part of me wants to get over the fear. Because I get nervous still, you know. The accident runs over in my head on a daily basis. And when I'm out there sliding around on gravel roads, you know, you think about it.
Rabick was teaching his girlfriend at the time how to drive a stick shift on a country road. She got a little loose on a corner, couldn't control the slide, and rolled the truck.
I got injured on July 13th, 2004. So I picked 713 as my number. Nobody knows that, really, except you now. I mean, everybody just looks at it as a car number, you know. And that's one reason why I wanted to start racing, is because There's no handicap place, there's no handicap tag. I'm just a normal competitor trying to beat somebody else.
After the injury, Chris spent 2.5 months in a hospital. Speakers came and went trying to motivate and encourage Rabick and the other patients, but he thought they were depressing.
You know, I was an 18-year-old kid right out of high school, pretty much. I didn't want to hear about routines and driving minivans and all this stuff. You know, nobody came in with anything exciting that I felt that I would like.
He decided to become the guy he wished came to speak at the hospital. Now, he takes his race car to hospitals to talk to recently paralyzed patients.
Don't listen to these people that say, you know, you're going to end up working on computers. Because that was the biggest career option they always gave me, was, you know, to do computer work. And I mean, I did construction. That's what I love to do. Nobody told me I could be a welder or a fabricator. Or drive race cars.
Since his injury, Chris has taken up other hobbies too, like skydiving, kayaking, and scuba diving. Chris Rabick will compete in the rally in the 100-acre wood near Salem, Missouri on February 21st and the 22nd. Look for number 713. I'm Jacob McClelland.